Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, welcome. My mic stand just fell off of the desk, so I was scrambling to try to fix it. Welcome to Crab Diving Live Streaming, fumbling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, US of A. A little bit after 2 on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. But isn't that time? You may be listening as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or maybe you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com, however, whenever, wherever you're receiving us. Oops. We appreciate the fuckaroni out of it.
Jesus.
We got some time here in us, and we got some news and some shit and some stuff and some stuff.
Yay.
Oops.
Was that taps?
It was. I hit the wrong button. I was going to hit turkey. There you go.
Have you seen the turkeys lately in the neighborhood?
Yeah, I thought they were gone. I think there's only a couple left. He may be.
What happened?
Maybe the local loon that had the flock of turkeys has been just eating a lot of turkey.
I mean,
maybe he has come on over and have turkey sausage parties and turkey soup and turkey souffle.
I just don't get it.
Turkey burgers.
You're right. I mean, he's not using the eggs for anything, do you think?
I don't know.
Can you eat turkey eggs? I've never heard of such a
thing. I would assume you could, sure. Why not?
Well, I just never hear anybody saying, oh, I had turkey eggs. I always just chicken eggs.
Well, yeah.
I mean, so why?
Well, I don't see why not. You can eat ostrich eggs.
Why not is because there is not. I don't know anybody that has turkey eggs is my point.
Well, I don't know that they are a big menu item.
I mean, I'm just wondering if they germinate differently and they taste like shit or something.
I don't know.
Oh, gross. It's really gross that we eat eggs.
I never
eggs.
Had one.
You know what I mean? Like the idea.
Well, I think I'm better off eating the egg than the flesh of the poor dead animal. I mean,
geez, you're eating an abortion with that egg, right?
Not necessarily.
Kind of. Am I a right-wing nut job?
Not if they were never fertilized.
Ooh, but when is conception with a chicken?
Right.
It load.
Join us on social media during the show at Crab Diving, CrabDiving. You can also join us on Facebook, and we're occasionally on Instagram. And thanks for buying stuff through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commissione. It doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out with a couple of Mike Pence here and there.
Yes, thank you.
Not a Mike Pence.
Right. What's he doing these
But a
days?
Mike Pence. He was. Is I have he a headline. Trines? I have a story about him. He's.
What is it?
He said something stupid about Afghanistan or something.
He's not in the furry scene.
Well, he's out. Well, we'll see tomorrow if he retweets a fursuit Friday tweet.
Is his wife's name Karen?
Yes.
Is she the reason why they're all called Karen?
I don't.
Is she the
I think
origin?
It's just a happy coincidence or is a it? Remarkable coincidence, but no.
Okay. I never thought of that.
And we never hear from her. When do we ever hear from Karen Pence? But
I don't know.
Allegedly behind the scenes, she rules.
You.
And Trump was afeard of her.
For whatever higher power is making us not hear from Karen Pence, thank you very much, Ganesh, Zinu, whoever the fuck is listening.
I did that. Oh, I did everything. Okay. Welcome, everybody. Let's see what's going on in the fucking world.
Hi.
besides my computer are doing.
You know, I just want to say something.
Interesting, fascinating.
I'm trying to understand Zuckerberg. Is it that I'm clicking on every shark story in my feed?
Yes.
So now I'm seeing lots yes. and lots of shark
yes.
stories. It really, today
that's
feels
how the algorithm
like they
works.
Are coming for us. It feels like the sharks are coming for us. But he's that, making me,
that's how
you
the algorithm
asshole.
Works.
That's how it works.
Start looking for QAnon shit.
No. But I got something. There's a bear on the list, a fat bear named. I'm seeing all these weird fucking.
Getting all the weird
this
animals.
This grizzly
stories.
Bear known as 747. Dude, a local grizzly bear known as 747 was spotted at Brooks Falls in Katami National Park a few years back. It weighs 1,400 pounds.
A few years back, so.
Why am I. Quit sending me these. I mean, you know.
Why is that a story now?
I don't know, but I mean, I'm.
That it was cited fat. A few years back.
I mean, you know, it's just cheap. It knows it's going to get somebody like me. Fuck you. It does.
Over to the HuffPo. Empty seats on U.S. flights as Afghans clamor for exits.
Yes.
It says. Well, this couldn't be going better ever in Afghanistan. What a shitstorm.
I mean. We,
I was being sarcastic, obviously.
Yeah, man. I mean, the idea that people that helped us are going to get fucked.
President Joe Biden has taken on a huge final responsibility for the U.S. before the end of the 20-year American mission in Afghanistan. Controlling the airport in Kabul, the most important exit point for tens of thousands of Afghans who do not want to live under the Taliban. But there's growing evidence that Biden's plan... I have to sneeze.
God bless you, Pat. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a big, fat fucking chunk of.
That it may doom people to repression and potential death. Of course, the Taliban saying, we're not going to leave them alone. Don't worry.
Right. Everything's fine over here. Nothing to see here. It's great.
More than 5,000 American troops are currently guarding the airport. Military and State Department officials are deciding who can enter the facility and determining the schedule for all flights. American officials are also liaising with the Taliban to prevent the militant group from attacking the airport and organizing evacuation flights that are intended to carry up to 9,000 people a day, including Americans, other foreign nationals, and some Afghans. However, on Thursday, the Pentagon said the United States had evacuated 7,000 since Saturday. So they were supposed to be getting 9,000 a day out, and they've only gotten 7,000 out. In the last
it seems
six
like
days, 5 days.
With Afghanistan, it's always going to be more than you imagine or more difficult. I don't know. I've never been there. Have you?
No, I have not. It hasn't, yeah. You know, it's a pretty long story here over at the HuffPo.
Yes.
So go and read it, but it just talks about how these people that helped us and the people just want to get the fuck out.
Right.
And not live under a repressive religious regime are not
being able to get let out.
Yeah.
It's horrible. You know, Jesus.
Over to the Drudge Report.
Yay.
The headline there says, as soon as it lids. Why is this? It's literally just a bunch of links. Why does this site take so long to?
Because it sucks. It's ran by shitty people. Do you know what I mean?
I think it's my shitty computer.
And shitty people just fuck things up all the time. You know that?
Oh, this is great.
Yes.
Picture of Ron DeSantis. Miami schools defy DeSantis.
And what? Make everybody wear a mask?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's been going on, Broward County.
But children are children able to be vaccinated yet? Can you?
No.
Okay.
Under 12, not yet.
So
the
mask might be a good idea, right?
The Miami-Dade School Board has voted to implement a mask mandate for the start of the 2021-2022 school year. Parents can opt out their child with a doctor's note. But
what the fuck kind of doctor?
Good luck trying to find. That's the thing is they can't. I saw these tweets and squeals and comments all over. They're like, my doctor won't give me a note because my doctor said the mask works. I got to find a new doctor.
I want to meet this doctor and not one of the doctors Trump had and not doctor whatever the fuck that guy that was Trump's. He wanted to be Surgeon General or something, that his personal doctor.
Oh, Ronnie Jackson. He's a representative now of Texas.
Oh, God, is he? Oh,
sure.
Christ.
Texas is like, we love him.
How that is sad.
Didn't he get caught naked in the hallway at a conference or something?
Yes,
like that?
Banging on someone's door, dispensing fucking opiates or something like that, or drunk.
Dr. Feelgood, they called him.
Yeah. Oh, and now he's a representative.
Republican. That's one of his top resume points.
What a rapey little party. Naked.
So this move from the Miami-Dade County School Board defies the order from Ron DeSantis that states the decision must be left up to the parents.
Oh my God, just put a mask on, you fucks. We're all going to croak.
United Teachers of Dade President Carla Hernandez-Motz released the following statement. Today, we witnessed what democracy looks like despite being forced to withstand the vitriol of an anti-science group. With the recommendations of medical experts, the CDC, parents, community allies, students, support professionals, and teachers, we were able to ensure that safety prevailed.
Yeah, and it's like, what's crazy is, but now it's like, okay, safety from the virus, but what about safety from the mask holes?
Well, and it's not going to be safety from the virus, because, like you said, there are still going to be parents who are going to squeal and try to send their kids to school.
Without a mask.
Yeah.
But at least if the kids that want to be protected have their mask on, I mean, God.
7-1 vote for the school board.
To mask up.
Mask up.
Right.
So there was one asshole in Miami-Dade.
I mean, why can't... So if Ron DeSantis can make a law that said DeSantis can say a ban on every mask mandate, even if a school board wants it.
Yes.
But then what's the
he
point? Said
he threatened to withhold the pay of any school board members that vote to issue a mask mandate.
So is he going to withhold their pay?
We'll see.
My God, what kind of fucking monster is this?
I think he might have backed down on that a little because he realized that he legally can't do that. He's not
you can't threaten
bizarre.
I am not a fucking lawyer, but it seems illegal if you're you can't threaten to withhold someone's pay if they vote a certain way.
I think
fucked up democracy.
I think somebody finally told him that, and he had to be told that.
He got the
headlines he needed. He gave some crotch lube some self-made crotch lube to the maggots out there when self-made. He was like, I'm going to keep those liberals from getting paid if they force my kids to wear a mask.
God, we have the worst fucking governor
up there.
God, what a fuck. Jeez.
One of the other headlines over at the Drudge says bareface battle in Florida. It's the same.
Okay.
Same deal.
Right. At least that's not a pun in any way about bears or anything like that.
This says.
I hate that.
While Delta is surging, the Delta variant is surging in Florida, Ron DeSantis is focused on battling Biden.
Oh, my God. Wait, Ron, battle the fucking virus.
No, he doesn't care.
Come on, man.
Give a shit. Are you kidding me?
Here, let's make a compromise, you fuck. How about you battle the virus 1 week of a month or something and then do Biden the rest of the time? Do something.
Biden did say yesterday that his administration is prepared to take possible legal action against governors who try to prevent local school officials from imposing universal mask mandates.
Thank you. There we go. Adults, hi. Hi. If there's any adults out there looking in on Florida, we need your help. There are no adults here. There are people running around raping children that are our representatives doing God knows what. And they're in charge of our public health. Help us.
Biden said, we're not going to sit by as governors try to block and intimidate educators protecting our children.
Yes. Hell yes. I mean, for real.
I guess they're looking into...
What do we call it, the National Guard? So schools are allowed to make kids wear masks? Is that going to be what the fuck happens? I mean, are we that stupid? Jesus.
The move is a continuation of weeks of tension between the White House and Florida's nationally ascendant Republican governor.
What? Naturally what?
Nationally ascendant. He's running around trying to set the stage for him being president.
Sometimes.
The candidate in 2024.
All these fucked up stories, and I'm like, is it time for everybody to make the move to Guatemala to buy a compound? You dig a moat around the motherfucker, get out the razor wire, and just wall yourself off from this dumb fucking world. I mean, I can't imagine that anyone looking in on Florida would say, oh, look at that state with all the coronavirus. How about we elect the guy in charge of this shithole to run the whole country?
Meanwhile, we got Miami-Dade, Hillsborough County, Palm Beach County, Broward and Alachua County.
Alachua.
Schools have all told DeSantis to get fucked and
get bent
or ordering masks for their kids.
Yes.
So the five the state's three largest school districts, Miami-Dade, Broward, and Hillsborough. Miami-Dade and Broward are in the top 10 nationally for sizes of school districts. So they're telling Ron DeSantis, fuck right off.
I honestly don't know. Like, this is crazy because I mean, you have a kid, you say, listen, you got to wear your mask so you don't get this shit. And then some kids aren't wearing a mask. How do you explain that? You know what I mean? Right. They're not doing the right thing. They're idiots. Don't do what those fucking idiots do, I guess. But then people in charge aren't making anyone wear a mask.
DeSantis yesterday was squealing. At the end of the day, you have local officials who do not believe they need to follow the law. That's what this is all about. They're trying to posture it about me, because if you make it about me, you get on CNN. We know that's that because that's just how the game is played.
Go fuck yourself, you loser. What is your fucking problem? God, this guy is such a fucking...
Whereas the Biden administration is making him the poster boy of Republicans and being against mask mandates and trying to kill people.
Our state is dark red on every map about coronavirus. It's the worst. Whatever the number, the figure you're looking for, we are the worst. We are the darkest of reds on every map. Yes, make Ron DeSantis president of the whole fucking... country.
Meanwhile, across the street, across the town here.
Hello.
Nearby.
Right.
When I was out walking the dog, the a local sandwich shop, the parking lot was disturbingly full. And I thought, well, you know, there's the Delta. We're now the next story I've got says the redneck Riviera is now the hotbed of the Delta variant. And
yay. Oh, man.
But that makes me sweat. Everybody that was going in and out did have a mask. I was kind of surprised.
Right. Well,
and you said out in your travels that you've seen a lot more masks.
I was going to go to this place last night, and I was walking to it, and it was called Bubba's, and it looked like it would be reasonable, like the spacing and everything. God, it was so crowded, and there were American flags all around it. It was a big...
Isn't that sad that
God damn,
now American flags have been stolen by those lunatics?
Spreaderish. I don't know how else to fucking say it. That you look in a place, you know, people have masks on and they're sort of reasonably spaced out and everybody's, I don't know, but fuck, man, some of these places you just look at it and it's like, wow, holy shit, Milton. You know.
Milton?
Yeah, like Milton, yeah, man.
You were in Milton?
No. Not recently. A while back, I was in Milton because I was looking at a spot to have a comedy show at this bowling alley. It's like, and it, like, I went through this bowling alley, and it was just, I don't know. It's like I had a breakdown. I'm like, I can't do a show in this show. It's just no masks. You know what I mean?
It's tomorrow's Faithless Friday, y'all.
Jeebus.
Very exciting. Join us.
Yay.
Sometimes we do have clips, though. We just can't hold off and just kind of have to play.
Everybody dance. Name the movie.
Oh, I don't remember.
Waiting for Guffman.
Oh, okay. Not waiting for Godot?
No.
This is just not, there's no way for Mike Lindell to come out good in any of this. But we've been following the saga of his little moob slapping fight with True News.
Moob slapping.
And then they apparently made up.
Right.
Well, now, here we go. This is Mike Lindell.
How do you make up from that comment, though? I mean, that's...
And apparently, this is his new nightly gig over at Steve Bannon's War Room.
Wait a second. Listen, if someone said that my show was like, you know, a puppet of George Soros, I mean, I don't know. I guess it wouldn't... how do you make up from that comment, I guess? It's crazy.
Well, they talked, right?
Yeah.
And he realized how wrong he was.
He said True News was an arm of Antifa. It's just so crazy.
So when he said that, I talked to him off air, and I went back and checked. And then also I called Rick Wiles this morning from True News, and we got on the phone for quite a while. It was, and we prayed together. We were both set up. It was a huge setup. And we are brothers in Christ.
Hold on, hang over a second. What do you mean set up? And the question is, if you set up, I think you got to answer, given how serious this is, how serious the charges you're making, how did a guy as savvy, tough, and smart as Mike Lindell allow himself to be set up?
Well, it was both. It was, this is like living inside of a spy movie, everybody. You bring in just like our red team was brought in, and then you find out this Josh Merritt was on there, and I mean this is all tying to different like the whole thing where they all set it up together, or was it different pieces? We are now, but with specifically,
God, he's so articulate, isn't he?
Is he talking about? What is he saying?
We don't know what the fuck he's talking about. We got to the interesting part was right. Him about. But,
God, he sounds just fucked up.
But now he wants people to go out and help True News. I want, somewhere near the end of this bullshit, he says, I want to tell everyone right now, this is one of the most amazing places you can go. Go to truenews.com, you guys, and get, you know, help them out. I mean, I feel terrible. He said, it's a great ministry. Meanwhile...
But you just said it was an agent of Antifa, but well, I guess you were
plus,
wrong.
Here's a Rick Wiles quote. That's the way the Jews work. They are deceivers. They plot. They lie. They do whatever they have to do to accomplish their political agenda. You have been taken over by a Jewish cabal. The American people are being oppressed by Jewish tyrants. So now Mike Lindell is saying, go help this guy. When Mike Lindell thought he might have been saying, wow, that packet data is some bullshit, Mike Lindell hated him and loathed him and wanted to sue him. Now that he knows that he's just a virulent anti-Semite.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's what?
That's cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
he's
absolutely.
All for it.
Oh, sure,
they
yes.
prayed together. We're brothers in Christ.
You're brothers in Christ?
Yeah. We came together. I mean, we prayed together.
I mean, Rick Wiles is pretty fucking out there. I mean, he has some... I mean, he says...
Horrific.
Amazingly... Yeah, horrific anti-Semitic shit. Like this yeah. detailed lakes
anti-gay
of and... yeah, he wants people to burn in like super duper hell and things like that.
So
to Mike Lindell's
there you go. That's Mike Lindell.
Fucking idiot, man. It Still. Sounds like he's cranked up. Man.
I mean, at some point he's just gonna go poof, right? And go away and
well, I don't know.
In ignominy.
Bye bye.
Right?
Yeah, I mean
I mean we hope, right?
He's going to take his, he's still going to be, even when he gets out of the media, he'll still be around because he's the pillow guy. I mean, he's not going to stop doing those infomercials. That little fucking Nazi.
I mean, if he still has a company.
Right.
It might be Dominion Pillows.
Oh, he's going to have to go.
Or Smartmatic Pillows.
It's going to be sad.
By
he's gonna
then.
Be like, I'm down here at the warehouse. I have 20,000 my pillows left. Please come down and get yours. He's just selling them out of the back of a fucking truck.
So there was an Antifa bomber today in D.C. Oh, excuse me. No, it wasn't. It's a MAGA bomber. Oh, yet shit. Another one.
What a shock.
I don't even know if he had a real bomb.
Shocker.
A North Carolina man told his wife he was going fishing. I read.
What kind of fishing?
He, Floyd Ray Roseberry.
Of, hell yeah, motherfucker!
Of North Carolina.
Woo!
49 years old.
Fuck you.
Drove his black pickup truck up onto the sidewalk right in front of the Library of Congress on like Capitol Hill.
Wow.
When the police approached him, he said, I have a bomb.
Oh, God.
And he showed what appeared to be a detonator in his hand.
Right. Terrifying.
Eventually, he got out of the vehicle and surrendered. Tactical units were close by, took him into custody.
Yes.
He gave up, did not resist.
Right.
There was a propane gas container in the pickup truck.
Okay.
But the chief of police said at this point, we think it's safe.
Okay.
Right now we have no indication he was working with anyone else. But it's part of an ongoing investigation.
Right.
Roseberry recently lived in Grover, North Carolina. Ooh. Recently posted several videos on, today posted several videos from his truck in the hours before he surrendered. Directly addressing remarks to President Joe Biden, whose resignation he demanded.
Yay.
And he called for U.S. airstrikes on the Taliban.
God
damn. Bomb them right now. Because I've got a bomb.
Jeez. I'm looking forward to see who plays this part on Netflix when I watch the movie about it. Maybe it'll be, you know who's going to be? Chris Pratt. Chris Pratt will play the lead FBI investigator that thwarts this.
Oh, not Floyd. Who's going to play Floyd?
I don't know.
Kevin Spacey?
Yes.
He's too old.
Also, I think could Kevin Spacey? Kevin Spacey can't do movies. Nobody's going to have him in a movie.
He's got a movie that just came out recently. Like they're trying some kind of a minor rehab.
Did he rape somebody?
I don't know about rape, but he Anthony Rapp accused him of, I don't know that he actually touched him. I think he just was like saying, hey, do you want to fuck?
Right.
But Anthony Rapp was 14 at the time.
Yeah, okay.
And,
right. That's not appropriate.
Horrible. And
even if Anthony Rapp,
I don't believe he raped.
You can't walk around as Kevin Spacey just asking people to fuck.
There may have been uncomfortable touching, but he has been. He was accused of. There was like an 18-year-old waiter who's allegedly he just cupped the kid's balls or something like that when he was drunk or something, and that accusation was another one. But I think that one went away too. And there were a couple. Criminal alleged allegations
right.
that went away.
Yeah.
But Jesus. The accusations from the old Vic in the theater in London where he was artistic director for several years are the ones that right.
You got to keep a short leash on
corroborated
Kevin Spacey.
That we know of. Yeah.
When you give him a gig like artistic director at a theater,
That he's just going to grab guys' asses and dicks.
It's
just going to happen.
A movie I watched, it was relative to the pandemic outbreak, starring Dustin Hoffman and some other people who I guess needed to pay. I don't know. Maybe they have gambling debts or something. This movie Outbreak, it's about Dustin Hoffman and a bunch of other people chase around a monkey to prevent an outbreak or to stop an outbreak that is happening. Do you know this movie?
Yeah, sure.
Well, Kevin Spacey was in it.
Yes.
Dustin Hoffman and, God, I forget who else. There was a lot of
Monkey.
Who?
Monkey.
The Monkey, yes. But really, I got to say, Kevin Spacey was the best person in that movie.
Well, he's a really good actor.
And Dustin
he's
Hoffman totally phoned it
really
in,
good
man.
Actor.
He phoned it in. And he was a lead of that movie, and I swear to God, he phoned that in. You know what I mean? He just phoned that shit in. He didn't treat it like he treated Rain Man. Treat every movie the same. I don't give a shit, right?
Rosenberry claimed on the video that he had a 7-pound keg of gunpowder and 2.5 pounds of tannerite in the truck.
Great.
Suggested there were 4 other bombs in the D.C. area. He also said his wife has cancer and that health insurance would not cover some treatment for her.
Oh, God,
I promised my wife I'd be home Sunday, whichever home it is. I've cleared my conscience with God, he said.
Again, are we radicalized here? Is this radicalization?
Oh, yeah.
What are we going to do about this? This is fucked up.
He has a minor criminal record in North Carolina, nothing serious. He drove his truck onto the sidewalk at 9:15 a.m. Capitol Police responded. The driver told the responding officer he had a bomb and a detonator. We immediately evacuated nearby buildings, they said. Congress and SCOTUS are not currently in session, so you know, a lot less people working in the complex.
I mean, is it just me or has the Capitol area been kind of... There's been a lot of crazy activity this past year, right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, gosh.
Sydney Bob, a student at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. Oh, that's where I went. Told CNBC that she had been walking to a class at the United Methodist building on Capitol Hill when she saw Rosenberry in his truck outside the Library of Congress. I look up and I see a guy throwing dollar bills out of his truck. She took a picture of the bizarre scene. I heard him say, like, he had a bomb on him.
Jesus.
She said, casually seeing, witnessing a bomb threat on the way to class, NBD, I love this country, hashtag Capitol, hashtag of library, hashtag Library of Commons.
No big deal. I mean, God.
During the standoff, he communicated with authorities by writing on a dry erase board that he had in the vehicle. Okay. He refused to use a telephone that was sent to him with a police robot.
Jesus. You didn't want to use the robot phone, so instead you used a dry erase board.
One of the explosives Rosenberry claimed to have, tannerite, is popular in target shooting. Tannerite is a binary explosive. Each part separately is not explosive, but when combined, they go boom.
We know what it is. We all saw Breaking Bad. Oh. Okay.
Tannerite has been responsible for several gender reveal parties gone wrong in recent years.
Oh, my God, guys. Are you kidding me?
No, this is what they use. A lot of tannerite.
Why? Use something else.
Well, it's used in fireworks, too.
Well, yeah, but right.
Well, we've talked about these crazy gender reveal parties.
And also, I don't think it's great. Is it, us as a society, do we need to say, okay, we're celebrating the fact that you're, however we see females in this society, and we're going to fucking blow shit up over it? Is that weird?
It's very odd.
God damn, America, calm down. Quit blowing shit up.
We have, the pandemic is going. We've mentioned that before.
People are like, listen, we're going to do a gender reveal party, and I got to get it, and I got to get 5 pounds of tannerite. I mean, what are you doing?
Tourists and servers alike dance atop tables and in the aisles at one restaurant on the Redneck Riviera, says the Associated Press. Hey. A beloved stretch of towns along the northern Gulf Coast where beaches, bars, and stores are packed. Yet just a few miles away, a hospital is running out of critical care beds. Its rooms full of unvaccinated people fighting for their lives.
Oh, my God.
On maps that show the virus hotspots in red, this part of the U.S. coast is glowing like a bad sunburn.
What do you mean by that?
A summer of booming tourism that followed the lockdowns and travel restrictions of 2020 is making the turn toward fall with only a few signs of slowing down.
Wait. You're burying the good news there. What are the few signs that are... What few signs are showing that we're slowing
down? Oh, there
down?
Are? I don't know.
I mean, it's showing few signs of slowing down, so there's a few signs.
Well, you canceled a couple shows.
I did. I canceled a bunch of shows.
Health officials believe the spike is due to a combination of some of the nation's lowest vaccination rates, unabated tourism,
yay,
disregard for basic health precautions.
Hell yeah, motherfucker!
And the region's carefree lifestyle.
disregard for basic
carefree lifestyle.
Carefree.
It's our carefree lifestyle here in the Gulf.
Pow, pow, pow. Let's blow shit up. Where's my Tannerite? Oh, look, I'm going to figure out if I'm going to have a son or a daughter. Let me blow shit up. Lick, lick, lick. Breathe, breathe, breathe. God. We can't do anything right in this state. In this state, nothing.
On a recent afternoon, one shopper after another walked through the mouth of a giant fake shark into the Gulf Shore souvenir shop.
We're a joke. Oh, do I've you hear that. Me? We're a joke.
Mini golf courses, bars, go-kart tracks, hotels, and condominium towers were full. The National Shrimp Festival, which draws as many as 250,000 people to the Alabama coast, is still set for October.
Oh, my God. By the way, I believe it's 826. Please go see my show at the Islander on Pensacola Beach. It's outdoor. It's outdoor on a rooftop. It's outdoor on a rooftop.
And everybody is vaccinated. And everybody wears masks all the time. Okay, maybe not.
Everybody's vaccinated.
Meanwhile, just 12 miles to the north, South Baldwin Regional Medical Center is treating more than 36 COVID-19 patients, nearly 90% of whom were not vaccinated.
Get vaccinated, you fucks! Jesus, fuck! We are going to... It doesn't matter what... If everybody dropped what they were doing, all these unvaccinated wackadoos got their shot right now, it would still be how long until... they're protected and they stop spreading?
Well, some protection starts right away, but once they get their second shot, it's 4 weeks later.
Yeah. So we still have a long way to go.
And then it takes a couple weeks after that.
I mean, we have a long way to go to get out of this, or what are we doing to get out of this, I guess?
Dying?
We are the dumb fuck state. We will always
Dr.
be
Bert,
the butt of every joke.
Eichold, chief public health official of Mobile County, just west of Gulf Shores, said after Memorial Day, it was everything's back to normal. Go to the beach, take off your mask. Mobile County's COVID-19 positivity rate has skyrocketed to the 30% mark.
Oh, shit. Positivity rate, meaning like...
Everyone that goes in and
happy?
Tests.
Oh, no. Okay. What?
Almost a third of everyone that takes a test is testing positive.
But what about that? Doesn't make sense. People are vaccinated, getting vaccinated.
You can still test positive for the vaccine. True. You might not get it sick.
Man. Fuck. I have a show starting in Orange Beach, Florida, Tacky Jacks. I think that's going to be Thursday, starting in September, maybe.
I don't know about that.
But it's outside, man. It's Alabama and it's outside.
Some have decided against both getting vaccinated and wearing face masks, choosing instead to party without precautions at places like Florabama, a massive beachfront bar on the Alabama-Florida line.
We're just dumb fucking walruses just getting everybody fucking pregnant.
Their bands play to big crowds fueled by alcoholic drinks, including the Sugary Bushwhacker, favorite. Bushwhackers are way too intense.
Shut the fuck up, commie! Damn, we're going to find that boy. He don't like bushwhackers.
It's an ice creamy drink, right?
I'm going to breathe on you.
I got to look it up.
Yeah, it is. It's an ice beverage. My brother loves those. It's an ice.
It's just really, really sweet.
Yeah, Jeffrey likes those. It's an iced fucking thing with...
The Bushwhacker is a cocktail invented in 1975 at the Ship's Shore Sapphire Pub in Sapphire Village in St. Thomas, Virgin Islands. It is similar to a creamy chocolate piña colada. The original recipe called for vodka, Kahlua, dark cream de cacao.
De caca? That cream de caca?
Coco Lopez. Oh, cream of coconut. A splash of triple sec and milk that is spun in a blender. Oh, it's a blender.
Yeah. Dude, it's a Florida drink. Everything's blended. Yeah. Everything's blended. Beep. Blenders. We're trash. No offense. We are, but we're trash. God.
When I bartended, we didn't have a blender.
Well,
at the Irish pub.
I don't know. Here, somebody would shoot
on the
you.
South side of Chicago. They were like, tell me we don't have a fucking blender.
They're just drinking. You guys are just boofing whiskey.
It's a lot of beer and shots. A lot of whiskeys.
A lot of shots.
Yep. A lot of Irish whiskey.
Right. A lot of shots. I'm driving.
And 1 year we won the Irish coffee contest.
Right, right. Do people drunk drive down there, do you think, in the south side? Or?
Only on days that end in Y.
Yeah.
The
country's so fucking drunk. That's what it is. Florida's drunk as fuck. So is Alabama.
U.S. President Barack Obama was photographed drinking a Bushwhacker at an Orange Beach, Alabama restaurant in July 15th, 2010. While touring areas affected by the oil spill. He was touring the BP oil spill, ended up at a restaurant and had a Bushwhacker.
Well, that's nice. I mean, tourism was hurting because there's all this oil in there. He went in there and bought a fucking Bushwhacker.
There you go. I learned.
Matt Gaetz.
How to make a Bushwhacker.
Matt Gaetz, like, I'm touring this area, worried about all the devastation. I might have a Bushwhacker, and I also might just fucking order up some people to be sent to me in a container.
The Lulu's, a popular Gulf Shore restaurant owned by Lucy Buffett, sister of singer Jimmy.
Yes.
Is among those that recently had to shut down for a week because the virus was racing through her workers. At The Dock, a beachfront restaurant that serves cold beer and seafood. Beside the public beach in Pensacola, Florida.
Not the fucking dock.
Manager Justin Smith said the tourist season has been busy. His staff has managed to stay healthy, at least so far. While more vaccinations help, he said he's never required his staff to get inoculated. I've been here 18 years. It ain't going to happen, he said.
That's the
asshole.
That's the attitude to take. We're going to make it, Florida, with that attitude.
Wait, is that where we went and had chicken wings and burgers?
The dock.
I know the dock.
There. I love the dock. It's not. Actually, the dock, it has a antithetical view of what an actual doc would say about the vaccine. A doc would say, go get the vaccine. But this doc says, don't worry about it. And he said some bullshit that doesn't make any fucking sense.
Hospital executives joined together in Pensacola here last week to plead for more vaccinations while also knocking down false rumors about vaccines and masks. In an area dominated by Christian conservatives, Mayor Grover C. Robinson IV?
Yes.
Did you know he was a fourth?
I didn't. I did not.
Grover's IV.
Congratulations.
Made a direct appeal for churchgoers to get shots. Two of our hospitals are Christian affiliated, he said. One of the first things it says in the Bible is, do not be afraid.
Whatever. I don't know. Get your fucking shots.
Fuck up, Grover.
Find some bullshit in the Bible that justifies it and get your shots, you cunts. I don't know what else to say.
They did
don't
say,
"Don't be afraid. Go fuck yourself."
The U.S. did say yesterday that 1 million people got vaccinated yesterday.
Oh, I did see that,
which is a good number. More people are getting the initial vaccine than a few weeks ago, but it hasn't been enough so far to stop the spread of 11 coastal counties in Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. Ooh. Oh, that's us.
Oh, good.
Okaloosa County in Florida has the region's highest share of fully vaccinated residents.
Okay,
at 41.3.
That's like in the middle of fucking nowhere, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's like, I don't know what that is, actually.
Like north of
Navarre?
Yeah.
Okaloosa!
Like you go inland?
Come here! Oh, yeah, go inland in Florida?
many of the areas are around one-third. Well, all are below the national average of nearly 52%.
Okay. Is that good?
No.
Well, guys.
Well, if you like people catching the COVID, it's great.
You know what? Here's the important thing. We've got a long way to... We have a lot of room for growth here.
It does. Natalie Fox, nursing executive in Mobile, said medical workers are tired after more than a year of fighting this bullshit.
I'm paraphrasing.
Still, people sick with COVID-19, the vast majority unvaccinated keep arriving. She said, we're kind of getting patients from all over because everybody's in dealing with this increased strain.
Yeah.
This is AP still. Didn't take a mandate for Rhonda Landrum, 50-year-old healthcare worker near Mobile, to get a shot recently. She's a healthcare worker, and she only recently got a shot.
Is that because it was available?
After watching all three of her unvaccinated daughters contract the COVID.
God.
So she is a healthcare worker.
Why was she waiting?
Exactly. Why were all of her daughters unvaccinated? What a fucking asshole.
And it's crazy, right? Because there's plenty of vaccine out there.
Yes.
It's,
She says people aren't taking the pandemic seriously, and it's just not safe to be out in public without the vaccine. I won't travel nowhere, she said. I stay home.
Right. We'll get the vaccine, and you don't have to travel nowhere. And oh, my God, we're never going to get through this shit. Motherfuckers, get the vaccine. God damn it. What's wrong with you? Why do you think, you know, I got that fucking vaccine as soon as I fucking could. And you know what?
Yes.
And it was all I wanted. But there are people out there who must have thought, God, what a fucking idiot. What a moron. Why? Why do they think that?
Because of evil politicians.
Oh, my God.
Who, Jesus. Instead of stepping up and saying, well, this is bullshit, instead of calling Trump out on his lies, just let him go at best.
You know.
Or sang in harmony with him.
Right. You know what you got to do? You got to make it so this is the only way to solve this shit. To get in a bar, you have to have a vaccine card. You have to be vaccinated. And then it'll solve
Well, in
it.
A lot of places, they're doing that.
Yeah.
But freedom, they're screaming.
Right.
But we just had another, I just saw, I think it was yesterday, another court case in a different state that was like, it was a business or something that said they could absolutely require vaccines and masks.
Yeah, I mean, it's your business, right? Yeah. I mean, if someone comes in your business and catches coronavirus, could you be sued?
I don't know. Probably not if you are taking
precautions.
Decent precautions, yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's a great time. Go out there, everybody. Keep licking, keep drooling, keep breathing. Keep distributing air bubbles out your asshole 24/7. We got this. We're all in this together. Well, not really, but we're all here. Try not to stab each other to death.
What did Mo Brooks say? So Mo Brooks is trending. He said he released a statement about this bomber. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What do you want to bet? It's.
I mean, Mo Brooks is a.
It's
is
pro.
A, is a. Is a. Was is a
insurrection. He's one of the
right?
leaders
I mean,
of the insurrectionist. He helped plan it, allegedly.
What did he say, this fuckhead?
I'll bet. I'm willing to bet it's, you know, this is horrible, but we have to understand the frustration of the white man.
Dude, the guy had a bomb.
Here we go. I'm aware of the Capitol bomb threat. I'm monitoring the situation. I'm in Alabama. My Washington staff is accounted for and safe. I pray for the safety of Capitol Police and first responders on the scene in Washington. Sadly, okay, so that's where it should have stopped.
Right.
He continues.
Okay.
Sadly, violence and threats of violence targeting America's political institutions are far too common. Although this terrorist motivation is not yet publicly known, it is. This must have been earlier. And generally speaking, I understand citizenry anger directed at dictatorial socialism and its threat to liberty, freedom, and the very fabric of American society. The way to stop socialism's march is for patriotic Americans to fight back in the 2022 and 2024 elections. I strongly encourage patriotic Americans to do exactly that, more so than ever before. Bluntly stated, America's future is at risk. He's like, we probably shouldn't do the violence thing, but I understand.
I mean, the
we should be voting.
To me, the statement should have gone something like, don't try to blow shit up, period, rather than all that. I mean, right, that's the message.
Well,
I mean, we're talking about a bomber. This guy's a fucking wacko. That's crazy. What's wrong with Mo Brooks? Where the fuck did he come from?
Alabama.
I understand that, but like, he just appeared out of nowhere. He's like, hi, I'm a fuckhead. I need to run something.
I'm sure he oozed out of something.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
God. Mo Brooks.
Maybe he was high up in his local Klan chapter.
Probably.
I was the comptroller of the Grand Wizards of the Knights of Carabinia.
The Knights of Carabinia? Mo Brooks, you've done as much as you can. We want you getting politics. Give up your sheet. How many times has this motherfucker been in blackface, Mo Brooks?
I understand the anger directed.
You understand the anger.
Dictatorial socialism.
Hey, they tried to blow something up, fuckhead.
Keep going, Mo, and you guys are going to understand the anger directed at fascism and authoritarianism.
Yes. Well, I mean, the only thing to say about you know, people that are blowing things up is like, we don't tolerate violence in this country. I mean, I don't give it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because that's terrorism.
Right.
That's terrorism. Right?
You don't. I mean, you don't do the, this is bad, but that. I mean, that was like, there's good people on both sides.
We love you. We love you. Go home. We've heard you, or whatever the fuck. God, these Republicans are just wacko.
So, you know, on all the in all the fuck swamps of Telegram and Gab and Parler and all that, that they're just having fat parties galore to this God. Floyd Roseberry guy.
We're going to need some more ShamWow.
A true patriot here. Today.
Oh, yeah. Is he a hero? I mean, he tried to blow something up.
But he hates Biden and loves Trump, so they're okay with it.
He used Tannerite.
They tried to attack and kill senators and the vice president.
God.
On their side. Their vice president.
I think Biden needs to come on TV or someone and say, okay, we just want to review a few rules here. No blowing things up. That's what we don't do that. We don't do that. We're not angry pants. We use our words and we don't blow things up. You know what I mean?
Right.
And we don't do anything with this Tannerite. We don't do any gender.
Well, I don't know that he did. I think he might have been.
I'm talking about in general.
Lying.
That is such a problem. It really is. Didn't a forest fire start because he's dumb fucking gender?
A couple.
God damn, motherfuckers. Started
and people have been injured and somebody got killed.
It's a hard enough couple of years as it is. I mean, God, in the middle of this fucking pandemic, it's like, oh, look, I'm going to have a son. Boom. Mushroom cloud. Everything's on fire. give the planet a break, you dumb fucks, for a second.
Australia has seen its worst day of the pandemic thus far.
Yay. Oh, my God, man.
So there you go. That's
pandemic. I'm sure there'll be more, but
that's most of the pandemic news I got right now.
Yeah. I saw, God, there was some fucking video. Did you send me the video of that giant fucking snake in the grocery store?
Yeah, in the snow.
Holy
fuck. It's not good for the show, but.
No, it's not, but damn. Fuck these snakes. God. Imagine in Australia, they're dealing with coronavirus and there's a fuck ton of brown snakes everywhere. Oh, God.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Crab Diving Podcast, available on Stitcher,
okay.
Spotify, the Crab Diving page.
I've got to do this story.
On the internet.
In what can only be described as is going to be a really bad business selection.
Yay.
Business choice, I believe.
Okay.
That... The website OnlyFans
yes.
has announced that it will be banning sexually explicit content starting in October.
Isn't that the thing?
That's I mean, made it famous.
What
but
the
now,
fuck?
Because of the pandemic, they've been getting a lot of regular, more non-titty or non-penis
really?
Showing.
Yes.
OnlyFans people, like celebrities that can't, like Rudy Giuliani. He's like not whipping his dick out.
Dave Schwimmer's on OnlyFans.
Dave Schwimmer makes in his mailbox money in 1 second what an OnlyFans person takes
please,
in a month.
Really? Okay. How much is it to subscribe to Dave Schwimmer's OnlyFans? What does he do? I get in a Speedo and I reenact the show Friends as a Greek drama.
It says nude photos and videos will still be allowed.
Nude, but no penetration.
Provided they're consistent with their policy. But no more, you know, no more dildos, no more sex.
No outright more sex. Dildos, please.
No more twosomes or threesomes or foursomes or fivesomes or whatever is going
threesomes.
On.
Or penetration.
OnlyFans has more than 130 million users.
What about nipples?
Arguably, most of them, especially the most lucrative, are adult content creators. OnlyFans takes 20% commission from their earnings.
Oh, shit. Ouch. Coming in for 20%.
And the company's current wealth is built on the work it plans to prohibit in October.
Why are you guys doing this? This seems stupid as shit. I don't understand. What's wrong with it? What's wrong with it? God, it's so, you know, I don't know. This are we in The Handmaid's Tale or something? Did we wake up in the fucking Handmaid's Tale? Does the world have to be a sandbox?
OnlyFans is far from the only platform where adult content creators can sell videos and images. Pornhub, ManyVids, and FanCentro are just some of the other internet platforms that offer similar services. However, OnlyFans brand recognition exploded in popularity over the pandemic.
Right.
On the back of these adult content creators who will have to rebuild these audiences now on other platforms.
You know what it was? It's like localizing porn. I mean, people like smaller people are making money off of it, you know?
Right. They're going to tank.
Yeah.
They're going to tank. Who's going to stick around with OnlyFans?
There's a basket weaving class happening. Used to be somebody shot a ping pong ball. Now,
somebody's going to create, porny fans or something. They're going to create an alternative. Tumblr decided to kick all the porn off of it.
Yeah.
And who goes to Tumblr anymore?
I don't even know.
A dozen Tumblr-like sites popped up where they welcome your they welcome your titty shots.
But
OnlyFans
is making a decision on their own.
Yes.
Okay. But so why did they say they just don't want?
I think they think they're gonna mainstream it and become like a Patreon or something like that, where they're more more of a mainstream. I think. I mean.
Think about this as a business.
I can't explain it. If I was on the board, I would be like, "Are you fucking crazy?"
I would fucking be losing my shit. I would be slamming I would be banging the table. I mean, I think about it objectively. You're making money off this, okay?
That's how you got rich. Yeah,
it's people doing shit on their own. Whatever the fuck. Now you're not going to do it anymore because you want to make less money, or I don't know. They don't have a board. Is OnlyFans like on the?
Well, I don't know. I don't know that they're public. But
that's crazy. It's so stupid. Everybody wants to live in the goddamn Handmaid's Tale in the sandbox. Jeez.
We've got.
Hi, it's America. We're puritanical as fuck.
Oh, this is kind of COVID related. This is, and speaking of airlines earlier,
yes.
American Airlines has not for a while now served alcohol in the main cabin and will continue to not do so until at least next January.
No.
A surge in unruly passenger incidents.
No. This actually helps. I'm against this.
Wait, you're against not serving alcohol.
Oh,
you think they should be serving alcohol.
Serve more alcohol. Some people, you're going to get that crazy drunk. You're going to get one of those.
The anti-maskers usually are the ones
get
that
one
are
of those
causing
anyway,
problems.
Is what I think. But most people, it's just going to knock them the fuck out. They meet some of these people on planes, they need what they need to get through it. And I bet a lot of times it's like booze, you know, I don't know. I mean, I can see how it could also cause problems, but
The decision comes as Southwest Airlines, the only other major U.S. airline to suspend alcohol sales, says it has not yet made a decision on whether to extend its suspension.
You need to think about what you're doing. I mean, because some people will be like, it's a long enough flight. You're going to have some guy getting the DTs, losing his shit.
Now, in business and first class, you can still get beer, wine, and
oh, good.
Or beer and wine, but they stop selling hard liquor.
No. I don't know. You're going to fly out of Louisiana and tell all those people they can't drink? Have fun with that.
Enjoy, motherfuckers. Those are dangerous. When I flew back from London, One time. I flew business and
it's free booze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they were like, can we start you off with some champagne? And I didn't even put my seatbelt on yet. And I was like, absolutely.
You know, I mean, that's.
I had like a bed, like a seat that folded out like a bed. It was the best upgrade I ever did.
I think a bunch of drunk people are easier to deal with than a bunch of sober people that maybe they're angry, but the booze would deaden their craziness, wouldn't you think?
I think so.
Some of them it would be accentuated. That is true. Hopefully there's a flight marshal on that motherfucker. Oh, God. I guess.
The extensions are following a series of violent incidents with unruly passengers, including one who assaulted a Southwest flight attendant, causing her to lose two of her teeth.
Okay, then get some weed on the plane. What about that, guys? Okay, this is what we should do. Get on that plane, and everybody has to take a massive edible. Everybody. And everybody's asleep for the whole fucking flight.
President of the Southwest Flight Attendants Union said that violence and verbal abuse against flight attendants has reached an intolerable level. Quote, from April 8 to May 15, so a month and a week, there were 477 passenger misconduct incidents on Southwest Airlines alone.
Maybe somebody thought deeper into this than me. Maybe the reason they're cutting the booze, maybe they have a reason, yeah. But I don't know. I tend to think, I don't know. Some people I'm scared to, like some people, you know, I'm like, I don't know about you without drinking. That might scare me because maybe you're worse.
I don't know. I think weed is weed the way to go for those people. But I think if you have anger issues or
drunk isn't good.
I think drunk is not good.
Drunk is not good.
Uppers are not good.
Yeah. I think
stick
maybe
to your weed and your barbiturates if you're
I think
you've got anger issues.
I think what we need to do is actually just when people get on planes, you just get strapped down to your fucking seat. I don't
just
care.
B.A. Baracus, everybody.
I don't give a fuck.
Propofol all around.
Absolutely. Get into your restraints, you're flying. This way nothing bad will happen.
We do have, what is this? It's just popped up over here at the hill.
Yeah.
Reverse zoo locks visitors in cages so the lions can watch them.
Okay. So stupid.
One lion sanctuary in Harrismith, South Africa. Visitors do not necessarily go to the zoo, but become the attraction itself.
The sanctuary
puts people into plexiglass cages.
This is
and
better.
Drops them in the lion habitat.
But this is better than a zoo. So you don't have the infrastructure of a zoo fucking up their habitat. They just drop you in your...
I like this. I'm okay with this.
That is good.
I would do this.
I don't know if I would do it. But
I would love to go on a photographic safari. Like that one your cousin went on that she told me about. In Africa. It sounded amazing.
Well, that's how every movie of Jurassic Park starts. It's always, we're going to do a photographic adventure. And then the next thing you know, you're fighting off raptors.
But she had a significant upgrade, too. I mean, she was telling us about the tents they were like these sultan tents.
Yeah. They're beating the snakes away and things of that nature. Like fuck. I don't know, man.
It's all very safe.
I'm sitting out in a... I guess it seems like you're in a tent in the middle of a bunch of nature that doesn't give a fuck about a tent.
So you can go and sit out there in 45-minute shifts.
Okay.
The cage is regularly checked by engineers to ensure it can safely carry the weight if lions jump on top of it.
How do you test that?
Oh, God. Some of the big cats' weights range from 270 to 570 pounds for some of the big males.
You know, man, that is... We live at the pleasure of these fucking monsters out in nature.
The plexiglass cube can store up to 3 people at a time and has several circular breathing holes. Yeah. These holes are totally safe and too small for a lion paw to get through, says the website.
Until that one time. God, fuck this. I don't know. Can't we? I mean, you know, what are we doing out there? And then what happens? I'm in some fucking square and the lion figures out how to turn the motherfucker over. They all figure it out. They all come together and figure out how to get the dumb fucks in the plexiglass box.
You think they recruit a monkey with a thumb to come out to the latch?
Yeah, man. I think what we're talking about is a Kong toy, but for apex predators. And let me tell you something. If that lion wants in your stupid little dumb fucking plastic cube, it's going to get in there and it's going to fuck bullshit. It's going to eat you.
They probably keep an eye on it.
Oh, like, we're keeping an eye on this fucking thing.
Probably a webcam on it or something. Or they leave you with a cell phone. You can call.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
500-pound lion. That's amazing. That's
a big fucking cat.
Yeah.
It's a big animal. Tomorrow is Faithless Friday.
Jeebus. Yay.
Just a Florida scene I just noticed outside.
Oh, yeah.
Join us tomorrow for Faithless Friday, like I mentioned.
Florida's everywhere, man. It's just coming to get you. Everything's sharp outside. There's COVID. There's lunatics. I mean, it's not like Florida took, you know, a break from serial killers and shit like that and chlamydia. All that stuff is still out there, but with COVID and the variant.
Yeah. Well, and that's part of the problem too, is people are saying, well, you know, it's only the unvaccinated morons now who are going into the hospital and stuff. Well, but they're taking beds and ICU beds away from people who are having grabbers and strokes,
right.
And asthma attacks and all the other stuff.
There are people in Florida in their backyard setting old Christmas trees on fire, using a lighter and a can of, you know, ant spray, and they're going to the hospital and they can't get an ICU bed. You know what I mean? We have the normal Florida shit. You're right.
Joe Biden, you're not a president. You're a piece of shit.
Oh my God. That's Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Really?
On Getter.
Oh my God. Okay.
She needs to be removed from Congress. I mean, it's just not even.
It's so classy. I feel it's so classy. It's so classy here.
I hope she
gets classy fuck nuts.
I hope she gets fucking.
Who's going to run against
run
her?
Out? Oh, I a bunch of people are running against her.
Is
now.
She popular where she is?
I don't think so. I thought we did that story that the people are like, now they're getting embarrassed by her.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, maybe the way, I don't know. I wonder how her district's doing with the pandemic, or she even gives a shit about that. She's an anti-masker. She's not getting the Fauci ouchie. Is she one of those idiots?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, this is from Page Six.
Yes.
You know, the gossip rag in from New York.
Right.
And this is an interesting little scene. Alan Dershowitz, you know, him, the lawyer, who
right.
was a good bud of Epstein.
Epstein, the guy with the boats and the,
and Fuck Island, and Fuck yeah, Island underage girl Fuck things. Island,
trafficker
yeah.
of sex,
Jeffrey Epstein, and allegedly, in fact, in a couple of these lawsuits, he's named in one lawsuit specifically as someone who raped underage girls,
yeah,
that were procured by Mr. Epstein and or
right.
Ghislaine. Well, now they're somewhere in, I believe this is Martha's Vineyard. Remember him at one point squealing a couple years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, because he started getting pretty Trumpy.
Yeah.
Like defending Trump for yes. some reason. Gosh, I wonder why. And he.
There's some leverage.
He squealed about how his friends and Martha's Vineyard don't invite him to
right.
dinner anymore. Remember that?
Well,
he's being shunned from all the dinners and parties.
Well,
and
you're bellying up to a fucking
Martha's
fascist,
Vineyard.
Man.
And it wasn't fair.
Ooh.
Well, now he's been confronted in public, apparently.
Yeah.
Harvard law professor who... at once, it says, who was once a fully paid up member of the Democratic Cool Kids.
Okay.
Bumped into this this famous person. On the porch of Martha's Vineyard's picturesque convenience store and community hub, the Chilmark General Store, where all the rich folk go.
Oh, yes. Meet me at the Chilmark. What do you get? What do you buy at the Chilmark? Like?
And this witness saw this exchange and quote, I wrote it down. It was so bizarre. I wrote it down to remember it.
Oh, awesome.
This is they it's written like a play a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is how it starts. This is, playing Alan Dershowitz is Alan Dershowitz.
Okay.
And playing the famous person is Larry David.
Damn.
Dershowitz, we can still talk, Larry. David, no, no, we really can't. I saw you. I saw you with your arms around Pompeo. It's disgusting.
I love Larry David.
Dershowitz.
Oh, my God.
He's my former student. He was one of his students at Harvard Law.
Yeah.
He's my former student. I greet all my former students that way. I can't greet my former students. Dave, Larry David, it's disgusting. Your whole enclave, it's disgusting. You're disgusting. stunned silence, it says.
Yes.
Larry walks away, wait a second. Added the stunned silence. Larry walks away. Alan takes off his t-shirt to reveal another t-shirt that says it's the Constitution, stupid.
What?
I don't know what this is, what they're talking about.
Yeah, that's great.
We're told Dershowitz drove off in an old dirty Volvo.
Okay. Wow.
Dershowitz confirmed the exchange and said that he and Larry David had been been friends for many years until he began working with Trump.
This is like out of, well, it's Curb. This is totally Curb Your Enthusiasm.
He said hi to Larry David at the store, but the comic turned and walked away from him, which is when he said, "We can still talk, Larry." And that's when we pick up the dialogue.
Oh, it's lovely.
The professor claimed that David was screaming and yelling at him, his face turning bright red. I was worried he was going to have a stroke.
Well, he doesn't like you. He really doesn't like you. I'm sorry. That's how he feels. He doesn't like, Larry David doesn't tolerate people that hang around fascists.
Oh, what an asshole.
That's all.
He says he helped... worked with Pompeo on the department's policy regarding Israel and Palestinians, blah, blah, blah. He said, while Larry David was writing bad jokes, I was helping bring about peace in the Middle East.
God.
What has he done? He said. He wrote and created two of the funniest sitcoms ever on television and could buy and sell Alan Dershowitz 50 times over. Not that means anything, but to Alan Dershowitz it does.
Ooh, but Larry, Alan, man, you know, and also, I don't know that if I were you, I'd be like, what have you done? I'd be like, no, I don't know. What have you done, Alan?
Yeah.
You've done some bad shit, right? I mean, isn't he? Yeah. Isn't there accusations that he, I don't know, was in that whole Epstein scene and all that shit? And that's why he's
what we opened with.
Trump,
yeah.
And it's like, God, these people are monsters. What do you expect? Don't go to that market. You can't listen. You can't go to that market because you hang out with fascists. Nobody likes that. If you go, people are going to fucking yell at you.
The Dershowitz said to Page Six, I'm a liberal Democrat. I voted for Biden just as enthusiastically as Larry did.
Yes, yes. Well.
So there you go.
Right, right, right.
Dershowitz trying to play both sides when we know that probably the only reason he helps out Trump is because Trump has pictures of Epstein probably gave him some pictures of Dershowitz.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or Trump knows it was there when they were passing around a 14-year-old or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, God.
You can't tell me Alan Dershowitz was helping Trump because it was the right thing to do.
Oh, fuck no. Please. That's insane.
Nobody believes it.
Ooh.
The elsewhere in the news.
Yes.
I've got this story. Interesting.
Yes.
And could be just more a harbinger of more fun to come.
Right.
One of these dudes that Trump pardoned.
Yes.
And is a close BFF to Jared Kushner.
Yes.
Has now been rearrested.
Right.
On state charges in New York.
Damn.
Not the exact same stuff, but some other charges.
Yes.
But the Cy Vance, the Manhattan District Attorney, put out a statement and said, we will not accept presidential pardons as get-out-of-jail-free cards for the well-connected in New York.
Well.
So this guy.
I saw this. This is good.
Ken Kersen, former editor-in-chief of the New York Observer, which
yes.
I don't know if he worked for Jared Kushner or not when Kushner. If you talk to people that worked at the Observer when Kushner ran it into the fucking ground. So he got slapped with state harassment charges yesterday, 7 months after he scored a last minute pardon from Trump that wiped away federal charges for, oh, it is the same alleged cyber stalking campaign.
Oh my God.
He's charged with harassing and spying on his wife, ex-wife that he divorced in 2015, monitoring her computer activity and leaking her private messages out as their marriage fell apart.
God damn. Jeez.
He's charged with two felonies in New York, eavesdropping and computer trespassing.
Eavesdropping is a felony? Like, you can just normally eavesdrop just what someone says, or just electronic eavesdropping?
He showed up in Manhattan Superior Court in handcuffs.
Yes. God. You've been arrested for eavesdropping.
He stalked and harassed three victims he blamed for his nasty divorce.
Oh, my God.
He allegedly wrote negative online reviews of some of his victims using aliases and visiting their places of work.
Right.
He took photographs of two of his victims' workplaces and inquired about one's work schedule, creeping out the coworkers.
Yeah.
In his final hours in office, Trump pardoned Kersten while the case was still pending. Trump pardoned this creepy guy.
Is that a coincidence? Or just, that's not even... Is that subtle?
And that's... You know where that came from? Kushner.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. How would Trump know this guy?
It's not even 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
I wonder how much Kushner got paid, because that seemed to be what was going on. Didn't Matt Schlapp, we found out, make a couple hundred grand trying to get someone a pardon that didn't happen? But he just said, hey, I'll try. Why not?
I mean, you just... It's crazy. It's like, I don't know.
Kersten used spyware software on the computer belonging to his then wife to monitor her web activity. Kept track of her keystrokes, then accessed her Gmail and Facebook accounts.
Okay. There's a guy outside totally losing his shit.
Well, that's the guy in the wheelchair that I said was in the Florida.
I know. But
the Florida scene.
It's getting weird. Even for here. Jesus, God. Guy's doing a dance routine.
He did most of the spying from the Observer newsroom.
Oh, my God. So.
Over the internet. So he was while he was at work at the Observer, he was tuned into his wife's computer and her phone.
Jeez, that's crazy. This guy's multitasking. He's got a lot of bullshit going on.
And of course, at one point, I believe this guy was nominated for something. Trump nominated him to the board of the National Endowment for the Humanities.
Oh my, shut the fuck up.
The appointment came with a background check that alarmed authorities.
This is laughable. It's crazy.
The White House said that this investigation into this poor man only happened when Trump nominated him, which is a lie.
Yeah. They're saying it's retaliatory, the investigation. But that doesn't match the facts.
You're right. Here it says Kushner, who owned the Observer, hired Kersten to run it in 2013. Kushner transferred ownership of the Observer to a family trust when he became the top White House advisor. Kersten left the paper in 2017.
So Kushner had nothing to do with this, obviously. Okay, guys, it's all taken care of. Nothing to see here.
That's it.
Right.
There you go. That's that
story.
Congratulations,
America. Just another thing to look into. You got a lot to look into, right? From the Trump administration.
I'm sure.
Has everything been looked into, or is it
there
still?
There is a pile.
Yeah.
They're tired.
Right.
They got a country
to
run too.
It's like, this thing, the other thing, they have just like a bunch of spreadsheets, rows for each thing they're looking into. Is there a list?
I mean, each cabinet member now should probably be able to write a book about what a disaster they found.
Yes, and absolutely.
How crazy is? You think the cone of silence is still up in the EPA?
What do you do with that? I mean, do you sell it
director's
to somebody?
Office? Why does the director of the EPA need a cone of silence? Is still the big question.
Did he have a? Was the cone of silence like custom for his office? I mean, was it a custom built?
Yeah, yeah.
He built the. It wasn't we just
paid,
like.
No, we paid for that, wasn't it?
No, the CIA didn't have a cone of silence sitting around. Hey, send me a cone of silence.
Well, they had one in the building somewhere, but he wanted his own private one.
So he had one made from scratch.
He had a secure, a secure area put in. This is Scott Pruitt,
well,
right?
I know that. I understand that. I'm just saying, I didn't realize that was a custom job. I just figured, I don't know. But they had to go in there and build it, probably. But this is crazy. That was probably a lot of money.
$43,000 soundproof booth.
Okay. Yeah, did the EPA directors usually have that?
No, he put it in.
Gosh.
That's the whole point. Why do you need it? Why does the director of the Environmental Protection Agency need a highly top secret? I mean, when you're making those calls to send people out for your lotion.
To be fair, of all podcasts on the planet, I believe we probably covered Scott Pruitt shit better than anybody else. I mean, we got podcasts and podcasts on Scott Pruitt shit. He was up to some fucking shit. I mean, I don't even know. How did that motherfucker have time to protect the environment?
The installation of a soundproof telephone booth at the Environmental Protection Agency. Yay. In his office.
Perfect.
$43,000.
Damn. That's pricey, guys.
And didn't we pay for some ridiculous bulletproof desk that he could hide behind?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There was a bulletproof also, desk, and there was like bulletproof upholstery on his car was bulletproof, and he had an army.
These people are all nuts.
He traveled around with like a 30-person security staff. Heavily
armed. These Republicans really think they're mullahs.
Oh yes, they're convinced. They're little oligarch fuck nuts, spreaders, maggots.
We've got
angry insurrectionists.
Let's see, where is this other story I've got? Oh, this one. This pissed me off this morning.
Yeah.
Disneyland.
Okay.
You know, aside from the fact that they're open.
Right. Yeah. Are they still?
Super spreader areas. Super. I can't imagine, but yes, they are. That they are. Well, how come I could read this story on the other computer, but it's not letting me read this.
Yeah.
On this fucking computer.
Right.
But they are, I remember it. It's not that, difficult to remember what it was about. They are allowing you now to download an app.
Okay.
On your mobile.
Right.
That will allow, well, I was going to say everyone, but not everyone, because not everyone can afford it.
Okay.
But will allow the privileged to bypass long lines for an extra fee.
Yay. Okay. Jeez. Like long lines. Oh, yeah. They have that at Disney World, though.
But now it's an app that you can pay extra money.
God. That's crazy.
Which is bullshit.
Yeah.
And I know they've had other places where you pay, you know, jump the line and shit like that. Shouldn't happen.
But also, in the middle of a pandemic, it doubly shouldn't happen.
Well, it shouldn't be open.
Yeah, you shouldn't have so many people in there that you need to sell an express lane pass in a pandemic. I mean, that is...
Like, wealthy assholes need their lives made any easier.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
How about an app that makes it a random drawing? Make it like a lotto. It'd be fun.
No, because what happens
and you might win a spot in line.
Right, no, but while you're waiting for all these rides, you have to go get drunk and shit like that. I think that's how it works, you know what I mean? Like, while you're in line, you have your drinks and all this shit.
The new app dubbed Disney Genie Represents Disney's latest effort to address the biggest park's biggest headache, the long attraction queues, while adding new way to generate revenue.
But wait.
From visitors who already pay around $154 per park trip.
But they have this already. It's called like the Turbo Pass or the Fast Lane Pass at Disney. It's just not on the app, I guess. It's like you can't buy it right there.
The industry experts said the new fees may spark grousing from some Disney fans.
Yeah.
But charging extra for a better experience is a growing trend in the theme park business. It may cost you a little bit more, but there's always people willing to pay for that, they say.
That doesn't mean you need to do it, though, right? Guys, you just got to gouge every motherfucker. We're not going to leave $1 on the motherfucking table.
The new app will replace the two older systems at Disneyland, the free Fast Pass and the Max Pass, which costs $20 a day, that let park goers reserve a time slot for an attraction to avoid the traditional queues.
God, it's so complicated.
Now, the new app will recommend an itinerary.
Yes.
Based on the attractions, shows, and eateries chosen by the user at the start of the day.
Okay.
So if you're like, I want to go here, 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 it'll say, oh, well, the way things are going now, you should go here first, and then you should go there.
Okay.
Because of the lines. That's kind of smart.
That makes sense.
$20 a day per person, though, to jump the lines.
Oh, shit.
An extra $20.
That's a lot. I mean, is it? I don't know.
But then are you really jumping the line? Because how many people are jumping the line?
Well, I mean, does it work out this way? So rich people are paying more to go faster, but does that alleviate the poor people's line? You know what I mean? So now we've separated the lines. Disney made some more money, but now each line is moving faster, but probably not. What percentage of people? Well, if they all this, but what if they had the app and everybody at once decides to go on the super duper fast line?
Well, that's my point. It's not so super fast anymore if a bunch of people are doing it. The most popular attractions, such as Radiator Springs Racers at Disney's California Adventure and Seven Dwarfs Mine Train at the Magic Kingdom Park in Orlando, won't be offered for reservation times. Instead, park visitors who want to skip the lines for those will have to pay a separate fee through the Genie app that will vary based on the date, the attraction, and the park.
You are, God, guys, here's what you do. You limit people that can, I don't know. It's a pandemic. The very nature of this story in today's context is gross. Isn't it? There's so many people there.
You don't need to go.
Just don't go to Disney World right now. It's not the time. It's not the time to go to a theme park. Go to water parks instead. It's probably a lot safer. Don't go to parks. Don't go to theme parks right now. Go to the zoo where you can sit in your own little glass tube while some lion's like, I'm gonna get in there and I'm gonna fuck you up, motherfucker. I'm gonna get my paw through this quote unquote air hole and I'm gonna open you up like a box of Thin Mints.
There's a new annual pass program.
Ooh.
So you can get an annual pass that has no blackout dates. You can go whenever you want.
Oh, shit, yes. Good. Me.
$1,399.
Fuck you. For how many?
Annual. You can come and go as you please. No. I knew people, you knew people in L.A.
who had
those annual passes that would go weekly, monthly.
These Disney people,
down to Disney.
Not to be a dick if anybody's listening, you cannot make fun of them. They get super mad. I mean, they get so mad about it. It's like, hey, I'll say something like, I don't need to go to Disney because I'm a, you know, I don't know how to say this. I sound like a curmudgeon, but I just don't know, man. I don't want to go to some theme park and get COVID. That's how we should all be thinking.
And, you know, if you're not into hanging out with little kids.
Yeah, Matt Gaetz. I mean, you know what I mean? It's just like, if I need to go somewhere where there's so many people, I gotta buy a special pass to sit in the fast lane in line. I don't want to go. And how much is the ticket? $1,300.
$1,400
for a year. But to go once, like $200 plus food plus, you know.
Probably. So that covers, you know, seven trips, maybe.
Just take some acid. I'm just kidding. Yeah, but seriously, it's like, that's so expensive. Why would you? I don't know. I do like the Pirates of the Caribbean or Caribbean or whatever. I enjoy that. What's your favorite Disney thing? What is it?
I never went. I've never been to Disney. Never? No, never to Disneyland or to Disney World.
Are you fucking kidding
Even
me?
When I live near, you know, I'm relatively.
You're in Florida, man. You've never been to Disney World.
I'm 500 miles away from Disney World, right? Even though I'm in Florida.
Everybody goes to Disney World
out here. It's way down there.
It's a cult thing.
I don't want to go.
Yeah. Well, I get it, but there's the, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean is a big one. People
I
love
like
that.
Rides. I like this the big scary rides and the roller coasters.
Even, but
and
hey,
shit
they're
like
even
that.
Scarier now.
I don't need to see themey kind of stuff. I don't give a fuck.
The roller coasters are so scary, especially with the coronavirus. They're more scarier.
They're all horror
it seems
places
like
now.
Are roller coasters a good coronavirus activity? You're sitting behind someone in a roller coaster and they're screaming and
their bubbles are hitting you and then so you got to sit in front.
But I have my face mask that flew out.
You got to sit in front.
Right. Oh, fuck that. I just
sit in the first spot.
The worst thing about roller coasters is that you're going up like kink, 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 kink of that hill. It's like, what the fuck am I doing? It's like, I always think about the last moment I could jump off this thing without dying. And I'm like, well, there it went. Now I'm fucked. Now I'm committed. I'm fully committed to this fucking ride now. And it takes forever. And then you hear it go over and people start screaming and you're like, oh my God, what am I doing?
God, the revolution starts today, Joe Biden, the guy yelled.
Yay!
And the guy in the pickup truck on his Facebook account.
Put that fuckhead in a plexiglass box with a bunch of lions trying to eat his asshole.
Some of the other headlines. MAGA rioter who allegedly attacked DC cop was a Tennessee sheriff's deputy.
What the fuck? Wait, that doesn't make any sense. You're law enforcement.
Yet another law enforcement member has been charged for the January 6th attack. Ronald Colton Maccabee, 27-year-old Williamson County Sheriff's Deputy, was arrested a couple days ago.
I smell weed in your vehicle. I'm going to search you.
After the FBI received a tip that he was the man in Officer Warren body camera footage who attempted to fight a Metropolitan Police Department officer and drag another one into the mob storming the Capitol. He tried to drag one of the cops out into the mob.
Well, wait, is this Thin Blue Line?
And he's a cop.
But wait, what about Thin Blue Line? What about Thin Blue Line? That guy's a cop. The Capitol Police is a cop.
He was a deputy in Williamson County for less than a year, previously worked as a deputy in Cherokee County Sheriff's Office in Georgia.
Hell yeah, I know where Cherokee County is, motherfucker. Fuck you, motherfucker!
Gosh, I wonder why he left. I wonder if he was accused of misconduct and just
someone.
Went to a different state to become a cop somewhere else. He's been charged with four counts.
Of what, being a little insurrectionist fucknut?
While he was allegedly, we have my camera. While he was fighting police on January 6th,
yes.
Maccabee was on medical leave. From work.
Medical leave.
Video shows Maccabee wearing a red Make America Great Again hat.
Yay.
And a three percenters militia patch.
Wait, can you be a cop and a militia person? Is that a thing that you shouldn't? I mean, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
Me like
can
that?
You be? Of course you can.
Of course you are. But
there are many.
It's,
should
hi.
You be? No.
Yes, hi, I'm a policeman. I'm also involved in a private standing army somewhere for God knows what fucking purpose. Right. Can anybody in this country just have a good time without being in the three percenters and storming the Capitol? Or are we just
well, many of us can.
Starfish little, you know, snowflake little bitch babies? My God, you fucks.
Speaking of the popo, this is baffling.
Yes.
Even... This is a crazy, this is an insane story.
Right.
And it's local.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
This is crazy. What do you think about it?
Yeah.
So.
It's not satirical.
We had this sheriff here for a while, David Morgan, who while in office, there was some shit that went down with, like, somebody peeing on a teenage girl that he helped cover up, some cop that was. So, you know, and stuff like that. And around here, if you get pulled over by the Pensacola police, you might get a human. If you get pulled over by the sheriffs, they're all crazy. They're all, it's like some crazy white supremacist militia.
And I know we're not trying to get all up in David Morgan's
background, sheriff's, but
just he was in a sex ring,
allegedly.
I mean, so that's what it was.
But he never got charged with anything, and he never.
Yeah, and a judge, some judge, just decided to dismiss it.
And he just didn't run again. So yeah, it's not like he was run out or anything. He just didn't run, and we all expected him to run for Matt Gaetz's. he still might or whatever. But
no, he said he was, and then now he says he's not.
Oh, he's not. Yeah.
Yes.
So anyway, Escambia County Sheriff.
Boo.
No,
he was going to run for Pensacola mayor.
Was found to have spent, this is Channel 3, is this WEAR? Yeah, WEAR TV down here, which is Sinclair, isn't it, surprisingly?
That's right, fascist fuck nuts.
They reported that they found out that Morgan spent $75,000 in taxpayer money on two life-size bronze statues. One which depicts Escambia County Lieutenant Jason Potts and a canine.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
Was he?
I don't know.
Was Jason Potts killed? Or
you know what
like
I want?
Or, I don't have that information.
Of a cop and a dog.
But the other one was a $37,500 statue of Sheriff Morgan himself.
You know, how do you describe? I mean, was there not? It looks fascist, doesn't it? I mean, it's very creepy.
Yeah, one
the statue
depicted Morgan in his sheriff uniform standing and saluting.
Oh yeah, squirt, squirt. Ooh, yeah, yeah.
The payments came from the Escambia County Sheriff's Office General Fund account.
Hell yeah, motherfuckers! We're getting us a statue of David Morgan! This weird fucking raincoat-looking thing. I mean, what the fuck?
But Morgan, of course, is he's like, whoa, it's a big deal. You people are all crazy. But I'll pay for it, fine. Well, yeah. So now he has written a check for $37,500. To cover the cost of the statue of himself.
You dumb fuck. Because you can't return it because you made it. Now you got to buy it.
He said in an email, the statues were part of a general upgrade to the grounds of the ECSO, the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. We also built an employee break area, fences, etc. as part of the project. Well, that's fine.
Dude.
The statues were to be placed by the fallen officer memorial. You're not fallen.
Nobody shot you, you dumb fuck.
You didn't fall.
Why?
This is a common practice at other sheriff's offices and at the Florida Sheriff's Association in Tallahassee.
Is it? I mean, is it? That's
well,
crazy.
I think maybe of statues of fallen officers. I
but
can
not
see
just
that.
Of a guy. Are we supposed
but
to?
Not, not the, yeah, not you.
I mean, is David Morgan a really great guy and I just don't see it? And no. We need to have a poster?
Morgan then added, I'm a little confused as to why this is so newsworthy. But to assuage everyone's concerns, I'll be writing a check to cover the cost of my statue for $37,500.
I was confused too, motherfucker. I read the story and I'm like, this is satire. This is surely fucking satire. You, of all people, wants a statue of yourself. 75 grand or 37, whatever the fuck. And the only reason he's paying it is because he got caught.
Meanwhile, his former buddy, apparently, current Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, who was endorsed by David Morgan.
Oh, yes, Chip Simmons.
Winged his old boss under the bus. He said, you don't typically make a statue of yourself and have the taxpayers pay for it. I think it's a bit of a waste of money. That's why I tried to cancel it whenever I first found it. I think it's a bit brash. I think it has an air of narcissist to it.
Did you try to cancel it, Chip?
Well, we got pictures of it. It ain't canceled. We can see what it looks like.
It's wild. You guys are so fucked in the head.
Morgan says, oh, it's not hard to spin something good into something bad. How is this something good?
I was about to
say make the taxpayers pay almost 40 grand for a statue of me.
What does it do?
Exactly.
What does it do? Can I lock a bike to it? Can I? can I pee on it? What do I do with your dumb fucking statue, you wacko?
God. Sheriff Simmons says he has no intention of displaying the statue.
Google Pensacola Sheriff's Department. You're not going to find a lot of people in there we need to make erect statues of. Not to be a cunt, guys, but geez.
Simmons said, maybe we can melt it down and donate that metal to maybe a statue of Chappie James if they're going to do one of those by the bridge.
Oh, good idea, Chip. Great. Thank you, Lughead.
Chappie James was a African-American fighter pilot that's
right
from
yeah
local.
And I don't know if he would abide the racist sheriff's department in Escambia. I mean, I don't know.
I'm sure he was pulled over. Probably,
Chip Simmons is like...
probably violated by them.
Chip Simmons, damn, you just winged that guy under the bus, you motherfucker. I mean, and rightly so, the guy deserved it, but...
Well, how do you spin this? I mean, I don't Morgan's know. Morgan's a cartoon character.
Chip
but...
Simmons. Hey, Chip, did you know anything about that supposed sex ring that Dave Morgan was involved in? Oh, but the judge dismissed it. The judge that probably knew David Morgan and all that shit. So that's fine. Just wondering. The statue bothers you, but uh-oh. Here are my colleagues doing some sex ring bullshit during it. Does that bother you? The statue, though. I understand. Jeez.
There we go. That's a local story, but that is so
amazing,
fucking bizarre.
I mean, and he looks like a Nazi. I'm sorry. He does in that picture. He looks like...
He's a Republican, just by the way, if you guys didn't. Listen, if your listeners weren't aware of the fact that David Morgan is a goose stepper.
Yeah, this fuck wanted to run for mayor, I think. I think he was going to run for mayor.
I think that's what he was going to run
for. Not for, I mean, why not run for Matt Gaetz' spot? Why the fuck not? Why wouldn't he? We got Matt Gaetz. Get a statue, you wacko. He's like, I was going to put a... Imagine you are, I'm going to add a statue to an area because I want to improve it. A statue of myself.
Of me.
That is crazy, man.
Well, and then to say, and then with a straight face say, well, it's going in the fallen police officers area.
You're not fallen. You're just.
But it's me saluting them.
Wow. shall we delve into the mental illness that I think is right? I mean, that's crazy. I want a statue of me showing respect to my officer, my fellow officers that died doing stuff. You know what I mean? Why not do something for them, not you? Why are we celebrating you, celebrating them?
It's very
you are
imperious.
Wacko.
Imperial.
Yes, you are imperious and you are a wacko.
Good news?
Yes.
This is here in Florida also, but you'll recognize the names.
Yes.
Senator Marco Rubio, and according to the latest poll, holds only a 2 percentage point edge over Val Demings, Democratic challenger, so far, according to a new survey.
Come on, guys. Come on. Vote for Val Demings. It's not even fucking close.
Marco remains the favorite for re-election, leading 48-46.
Yay!
But it is within the poll's 2.2% margin of error.
Oh, shit.
And he's still the two-term incumbent sits below the critical 50% level.
Okay. Wow. Well.
We'll see. Hopefully.
Marco Rubio, I don't even.
If Val Demings kicks his ass out of. The Senate, that will be a great day.
Val, I mean, you gotta beat Marco.
Florida, man.
Who votes? What does he do?
He's a Republican. That's all
understand.
They need. And Val Demings is black. So there's gonna be a lot of those races. So we're gonna have no problem voting for Marco, even though they don't like him.
Is it tough to beat Marco because it's Florida. That's it.
Republican Florida. That's it. Because they hate him. The Trumpists hate him.
They don't like Marco.
Which could be why he may be doomed. I mean, without Trump on a ticket,
yeah,
are they going to be excited enough to get out for a midterm?
Yes.
Are they excited enough to get out and vote for Marco?
What happened to Marco? Back in the day, Marco was the darling of the Republican Party. He was going to be the guy.
Well, he got found out.
Things.
They pulled back the curtain and saw what
and found out what
little fuck twerp he is.
That he's stupid,
disgusting little. Dumb snake flip-flopper.
Hey, Marco, you remember Rachel Maddow making fun of the way you drink water?
That was very bizarre.
Oh, my God. But it was hilarious. It was fucking hilarious. That's one of my favorite episodes of Mad Out ever. She just keeps making fun of the way he's, why did you drink water like that? Why? Why are you bizarre?
Swing voters are basically exactly split. 46% say they're looking at Rubio. 46% say they're going for Val Demings.
That is good news, right?
And 8% have yet to pick a favorite.
Oh, come on. Get the fuck out of here. How the fuck are you on the fence over Rubio and Val Demings? Are they, they're different candidates, correct? They believe in different things.
They're
vastly different.
God, Rubio holds a significant edge among female voters.
God damn.
Almost half of those surveyed back the incumbent's reelection, while only 44% support Demings. Well, that's not, if it's 44 to 49, that's only 5% difference.
Yeah.
On the other hand, the male senator loses his own demographic. 48% of men favor Val Demings here in Florida.
Thank God.
God, these conservative
women. I think that's low. I just, it's wacko. It's, you, listen, this state is sinking into the ocean, and you want to vote for this guy. Marco Rubio is not serious. He's not a serious politician. He's one of these wacko GOPers that just want to say no to progressive shit. I don't know, and then suck the dick of his donors. He's not serious.
And even though he's Cuban American, he's only got a 4% lead over Demings for with Hispanics.
Is he not a good speaker or something? Is that why this accounts for his shittiness?
He's not likable. He's there's nothing.
If you had to coach Marco Rubio on what he should do to appeal to people, well, okay. I think what he should do is I think he should pull a Uma Abedin and shave off someone's face and wear it instead.
Well, he may be a normal, fun guy. I doubt it.
Yeah, yeah.
But well, he certainly plays. He's a weather vane.
Yeah.
He's cartoonish like Lindsey Graham. I mean, right. One day it's one thing, one day it's the next thing.
Yeah, he sucks.
But he's not popular among, I mean, they 87% of Republicans favor him, but that's because he's the Republican.
Yeah,
they're not thrilled about him.
They aren't incredibly thrilled. They're
just
mollified.
It's like, well, we can't vote for that Democrat socialist.
Right.
Especially that black one.
Yeah, it's the racism.
Even though she was a cop.
Wait, yeah, she was a cop, guys.
She was chief of police.
Doesn't that help?
I mentioned that black part.
And she's a woman. Yeah.
And a Democrat.
God, I think Val Demings, I don't even know. Listen, I don't know a lot about Val Demings, honestly. I know she's better than Marco Rubio, though.
She was
right?
One of the impeachment.
Is that a good bet?
Well, yeah. She was one of the impeachment managers.
Great. Absolutely. Oh, yes.
So that helped get her a little more on the national stage.
I've already decided how I'm voting. I'm going to vote for Val Demings. I mean,
I'm going to go there also. Say. And I'll probably vote for
whoever.
I guess it's Charlie Crist. See, now I got confused before. I thought Val was running for governor.
Yes.
But she's running for senator.
Right.
Charlie Crist, I think, right now is the most popular declared candidate for governor against DeSantis. And you recall Charlie? No, he used to be. He then left the Republican Party.
Ugh.
But he is like up 1 point against DeSantis in the latest poll.
For real,
Charlie Crist. So
God, you know, I will vote whoever is running against DeSantis. You got my vote, please. Fucking
not real excited about Charlie Crist though, but
this guy getting rid of DeSantis would be better, wouldn't it? I mean,
How about if we got rid of DeSantis and Rubio in one fell swoop?
Oh, my God.
And then all we have to worry about is, well, Matt Gaetz will be gone by then. I can't imagine.
Somebody do something for Florida to help. Vote like not a fucking asshole.
So we'll have just a crazy right-wing dickbag nut job here in Florida's first instead of Matt Gaetz, because he's going to go away.
Does this seem like, I mean, are there adults outside of Florida that on a daily basis, they say, oh, man, we should check on that state to see what's going on?
Check on Florida?
Yeah. Is there anybody?
Who, Alabama, Georgia? No. Our neighbors are going to check on us?
In the White House. Somebody up in the White House with a clipboard. They check on us?
Well, they try.
Let us do whatever the fuck?
They try right now.
Hey,
Ron DeSantis is saying fuck off.
Well, listen, guys, Biden, you got to do something. Make everybody wear a mask, please. Jesus. We are children. Daddy needs to come down here and tell these idiots how to not have everybody fucking die.
Bomb suspect shared a Donald Trump Jr. video one day before threatening the U.S. Capitol.
Oh, of course. Fuck yeah, man. Hell yeah. Maggots. God.
Is this true?
Somebody read a book out there.
This is the Dallas Morning
Not
News.
Mein Kampf, you fucks.
Dallas Morning News.
Or the Bible. Yeah.
Dallas Morning News.
Yeah.
Holy crap. North Texas doctors,
right?
It says, "Oh, are you? God, I hate this."
The pop-up ad.
Yeah, it's one Fascism. Of those where they open the story and then they let you read it for half a second, and then it closes up and says,
"Hey, dumb fucks,
we sign up for us.
We're doing a fucking podcast. Fuck, we don't have time for this."
If North Texas runs out of ICU hospital beds, doctors can consider the patient's vaccination status.
Meaning?
So if you're unvaccinated, a doctor can say, I'm not giving you that ICU bed. I'm going to give it to the person that was vaccinated because they have a better chance of living.
Oh, shit. And it just got real.
I mean, this is what we're talking about.
Dumb fucks.
People, you know, angry vaccinated people have been saying, don't even let them get in the hospital. Well, don't even let them have a hospital bed over those that are somebody that's vaccinated.
You
got to
think about yourself as a healthcare worker. I mean, you're tired. You know, the pandemic has been especially hard on them. That's what I've heard and read, correct? And now America doesn't want to get fucking vaccinated. I'd be furious.
So an internal memo. Written by the co-chair of the North Texas Mass Critical Care Guideline Task Force.
Yes.
The recommendations are not enforceable, but the guidelines are generally followed. It said the change will only occur during a level 3 alert, which they say we're probably about 2 weeks away from.
We're at a level 3
alert in Texas.
Okay. Is that level 3?
But now, this guy, one doctor, professor of medical ethics at University of Pennsylvania, is concerned because he said this policy pretends it's focusing on objective medical knowledge, but it ignores the societal injustices. In such cruel clarity, COVID-19 has exposed the consequences of the structural inequities we've had so long. That's why it's critical that we don't add to that. Well, I mean, I agree that people who haven't had access to it or whatever. But if you're a willful, fuck you, I'm not getting vaccinated. It's a, you know, I'm not taking the Bill Gates chip.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking about this from the idea, from the point of view of a healthcare worker. I mean, you know,
from a public health standpoint, it does make sense because the better outcome
is the guy with the vaccine.
Is the guy vaccine. Who's been vaccinated. If there's two people who are bad enough that they need a ventilator, even though that's rare now with people that have been vaccinated, nonetheless, it should go to the vaccinated person because if you only got one,
because you're less likely, that person is less likely to be on a ventilator. And what if you have other people that need a fucking ventilator?
Right. And that person will get off the ventilator quicker. That person may not die, is less likely to die.
I mean, it's a pandemic and nobody wants to be here, but we're here because people aren't getting vaccinated. I mean, what are we doing? I mean, good job, dickheads. Love that 2016 vote for Trump, if that was any of you listening. God.
Oh, God, California. You know, this recall election is going on. Everybody vote no. California listeners, you vote no, and then you leave the names blank.
No, vote no. No, vote yes, and get rid of Gavin, and we'll take him. And you can have Ron DeSantis, fucks.
Would
you
that it work? Would that it work that way, but don't vote yes.
Furious at that. You're recall. We're sticking with Ron DeSantis, and you got a recall. Oh, my God. Fuck off.
But the current, among the mountain of candidates running to replace him.
Okay.
And this is a fucked up system because somebody could really get like 10% of the vote and win because everybody else has less. There's no a plurality or majority rule. That's right. It's just whoever, if they vote to recall him, yes, whoever is at the top of the shit pile.
Yeah.
And but one of the front runner is a Republican. Larry Elder.
Yes.
Leading Republican candidate in the California gubernatorial race, if Gavin Newsom gets recalled.
God.
His ex-wife, or his former fiance now, has come forward and said she broke off the engagement in 2015 after a series of concerning encounters.
Okay. Uh-oh.
One, she says... she recalled Elder was high on cannabis.
Oh, God damn. Was he that?
Well,
okay.
I'm all for that. I'm not for the next part. Quote, he was in the bedroom. I was standing by the door. We were talking to each other. He then stopped talking and slowly walked over to the nightstand, opened the door, and took out his gun. He checked it to see if it was loaded while I was talking. He wanted to make sure that I saw he had it.
This is not how stoners behave. I am a dudist, she and said, you are out of line.
It was an act of silent scorn and anger. For a moment there, I thought it was a Phil Spector moment.
Nobody wants those, unless you're talking about music, right?
But my fear was great. I understood I needed to de-escalate. Yes. At that point, he was threatening to throw me out on the street, and rather than answer back or throw something, I tried to use every tool I had in recovery. I just walked out. I locked myself in the bedroom downstairs.
Okay, I already like Gavin Newsom better than this guy.
She said, she was an addict, a recovered addict, and his constant stonedness made her fear she couldn't maintain her own sobriety.
Okay.
She explained that he was frequently high and he constantly demanded that she get a tattoo that said Larry's girl on her.
Okay, jeez. God. Vote for this guy for governor.
Elder has previously made disparaging comments about women. In 2000, he wrote, women know less than men about political issues, economics, and current events.
This guy's ready to lead California. 2021, vote for this fuck. Perfect. I don't know how you feel about Gavin Newsom. He had a couple of parties with too many people during the pandemic. Shit, yeah, get rid of him. But for this guy who's talking to his fiance, he's fucking with a gun. It's like he's in a bad Tennessee Williams play. Vote for him. Good idea. Jesus.
Many of them will like him more.
Oh, my God. It pisses me off.
Putting his woman in her place.
Would Larry Elder be better than DeSantis?
Oh, my God. Look at the time. Holy shit.
Everybody sucks. Honestly,
everybody sucks.
Just don't get rid of Newsom. You don't know how bad
all the Republicans
it could be.
Suck.
You guys have it good. You don't have DeSantis, you dumb fucks, or Kate Ivey. Or...
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.